早上我们要一起来学习从九章到十四章。
This morning we're going to learn from chapter 9 to chapter 14.
九章到十四章是在预言弥赛亚的降临。
And so chapter 9 is prophesizing about the descending of the Messiah.
然后基督的再临。
And then the guidance of Christ.
那这个是奥秘。
And this is a mystery.
所以在九章跟十四章有一些是在描写当时的情况，但是有一些又是在描写主耶稣来以后的事情。
And some of it from chapter 9 to chapter 14 is describing the situation at that time, and others is describing about the coming Messiah when Jesus comes again.
所以有一些就很难了解。
And so some of it is very difficult to understand.
所以我们试着来学习我们可以了解的。
And so we will study what we do understand.
因为有关于幕后的事情好像启示录跟但以理书这个都是封住的。
And much of prophecy books like Revelations or the book of Daniel, they are still sealed.
这个用印那个印就是圣灵是在灵里面的事情。
And it is sealed with the Holy Spirit, so there's matters concerning the spiritual side.
所以需要圣灵的开启，我们才能够明白。
And so unless the Spirit opens it, we cannot understand.
而且在主再来之前神要逐步的显明他的旨意。
And until Jesus comes again, He will slowly reveal to us.
所以有一些我们可能需要时间。
And so some of it will require some more time.
我们现在来看第九章撒迦利亚书。
And if we look at Zechariah chapter 9,
撒迦利亚书从当时重建圣殿物质的殿，讲到最后就是主耶稣来要建属灵的殿。
And so Zechariah is talking about from the time where they build up the worldly temple to the time where Jesus comes again.
那从地上一直讲到天上。
And it's talking from earth all the way up to heaven.
所以撒迦利亚书其实跟新约圣经是。有关系的。
And so Zechariah is actually very closely related to the New Testament.
那在第九章的开始。
And so in the beginning of chapter 9,
他先提到两个城市。
And it talks about two cities.
这是讲当时的。
And at that time,
就是第一节一直到第八节。
And it is from verse 1 through 8.
在第二节。
And in verse 2,
和靠近哈马并推罗西顿，因为这二城的人，
verse 2,
大有智慧这里在提到神要惩罚两个城。
And so it says here that God was going to punish two cities.
所以第一节神的末世要应验在哈德拉底和大马色。
And so the burden of the word of the Lord came against the land of Hadrach and Damascus.
还有下面说推罗跟西顿。
And then it mentions Tyre and Sidon.
我们在圣经里面可以看到，有时候神审判个人。
And we see in the Bible when God judges people.
所以每一个人要对自己的行为在神面前负责。
And so everyone is accountable for their own actions before God.
那有的是在还没有死以前神的审判就临到。
Some people, they face their judgment before they die.
那有的是死后神才审判。
And then when the time is appointed, they will face their judgment.
所以诗篇的作者有一阵子他发现愤愤不平。
And the psalmist felt that it was unfair.
为什么？
Why?
因为他看到作恶的人好像身体很强壮，事业很兴盛活着好像没有什么事情。
Because he felt that the evildoers, they were all very strong and they were allowed to do whatever they wanted.
那行义的人好像多受苦难。
And then the righteous, they suffered the most.
所以他很不平，如果有神，是这个怎么有公义呢？
And so the psalmist felt that it was very unfair in his heart.
后来这个诗篇的作者说他进到神的殿来思想。
And then the psalmist says that he entered into the temple of God to ponder upon this.
也就是说在神面前来思想。
And then this is to say that he came in the presence of God to think about it.
他就恍然大悟了。
And then he understood.
所以很多的事情我们用人事的标准来看你真的会很不平。
And if for many things, if we use our human perspective to look at it, it seems very unfair.
如果有神，这个怎么可能？
If there is a God, how can this be?
但是如果我们进到神的面前来看，
But if we come before the presence of God to look at it, we see that God is just.
因为有的审判是在最后才审判。
Because there is much judgment that comes at the end.
所以在最后的审判里面, 每一个人都要面对神的公义的审判。
So at the end, everyone will face God's judgment.
那如果我们能够看到这个事实,
and if we can accept this reality,
我们对今生这个短暂好像不公平的现象, 我们就可以坦然接受。
Then we can accept what seems unfair in this world.
所以很多事情只有在神面前来想才有答案。
And there are certain things that you can only come to a conclusion if you see it in the presence of God.
那在旧约圣经里面, 神的审判, 也有集体的, collective,
And there are some of the judgments of God in the Old Testament that are collective.
有的像索多玛城,
like Sodom, the city of Sodom.
整个都被火烧灭了,
and it was completely destroyed by fire.
还有尼尼微城,
and such as Nineveh.
那本来神要把他们消灭,
and God was about to destroy them.
但是从国王一直到, 小的连, 甚至连动物, 他们都禁死了。
And it says from the king all the way down to the animals, they all repented.
那匹马们会悔改, 神就改变了,
and they put on sackcloth and then they repented.
那这里记载这个推罗跟西顿,
and here it mentions Tyre and Sidon.
这两个城, 其实在
And these two cities are mentioned in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter
26
and 27.
我们先看以西结再回来看,
and so let's turn there before coming back to Zechariah. Ezekiel 26.
那我们要看这两个城被神毁灭，再回头过来看，那神怎么来看我们这个世代？
And if we see how God destroyed these two cities, and then we return back to how God will look, how God views our world now.
第二节,
in verse 2.
27章第二节, 以西结,
Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 2.
说人子啊, 你要为推罗作起哀歌,
and says, Now, son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre.
哀歌就是, 不幸的, 痛苦的, 所唱出来的歌,
and a lamentation is a song that is sang out of pain and suffering.
但是对当时住在推罗西顿的人来讲，他可能觉得，这个是一个很大的福气。
But to the inhabitants of Tyre, they would have thought that this is a great blessing.
如果你住在, 加州,
if you live in California,
你发现这是一块很好的地方,
you will find that this is a good land.
白天很热，晚上凉凉，很好睡觉。
The daytime is very hot, but at night it's very cool and it's easy to sleep in.
但是如果从属灵上来讲，可能谁要做一首哀歌？
But from a spiritual perspective, maybe we need to come up with a lamentation for California.
特别是住在 Bay Area.
Especially those who live in the Bay Area.
同性恋的大本营在哪里？
It is the headquarters for homosexuality.
整个自由, 自由的这个思想是从那里出来？
And all the liberal thinking originates there.
所以从属灵上来讲,
and so from the spiritual perspective,
这是离开神, 这是一个堕落的开始。
And so departing from God is the beginning of evil.
堕落,
downhill, going downhill.
那这里讲, 推罗, 我们看这个推罗跟西顿。
And so here it talks about Tyre and Sidon.
第三节,
verse 3.
说推罗啊, 你曾说我全然美丽。
And it says, Oh Tyre, you have said, I am perfect in beauty.
你经过, 这是一个城嘛, 经过建设以后啊, 非常的美丽。
That after your builders have perfected your beauty.
然后第八节,
and then verse 8.
西顿和亚发居民啊, 你做你的, 当讲, 推罗啊, 你中间的智慧人做掌舵的。 所以这个, 我们再看 十一节, 第九节。
Look at verse 9.
加勒的士导和聪明人都在你中间做缝补的，所以我们看这个推罗西顿有很多聪明人。
And so we see that in Tyre and Sidon there are many wise men.
很有智慧的人。
And they were very wise.
所以有时候你在看那个 比较发达的地区啊, 里面都有很出名的大学。
And if you look at a land that is fully developed, you see that there are many scholarly people.
出名的大学。 像矽谷有两三个出名的大学，就以那个头脑在支持整个这个这个工业的发达。
And so there are many scholarly people who are one or two people who are guiding the development of the country.
所以这个是有他值得夸耀的地方。
And so this is something that they can boast about.
再来他有从第十节开始。
And starting from verse 10.
这里他有作战的能力。
It has the ability to wage war.
所以他有骄傲的条件。
And so they are worthy to be to boast.
在人的眼光来看。
At least in the perspective of man.
但是到28章。
But in verse chapter 28,
以西结书的28章,
and in Ezekiel chapter 28,
这个是得罪神最深的地方,
this is where they sin greatly against God.
第二节,
verse 2,
人子啊, 你对推罗君王说, 主如此说, 你心里高傲说, 我是神, 我在海中坐在神之位, 你虽然追心自比神, 也不过是人, 并不是神。
Verse 2, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am a god, I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not a god, though you set your heart as the heart of a god.
所以这个人的骄傲,因为拥有一些比较别人所没有的条件所引起的骄傲, 到最高一点就是把自己当作神。
And so sometimes as men, if we have a standard that is higher than everyone else's, then it is easy to cause us to become prideful. And then you set yourself as a god. And then we pull God from his throne and we sit on the throne ourselves. And this is the utmost pride.
所以他说, 我是神。
But he says, I am God.
但是圣经说, 你虽然是说你是神, 你只不过是人,
and so it's, the Bible says that you are a man, not a God.
第三节,
verse 3.
说看啊,你比但以理更有智慧, 什么事都不能向你隐藏。
Behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you.
第四节,
verse 4.
因为你的智慧, 所以可以转换成为金银财宝的收入。
And with your wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself.
所以第五节最后, 因为财宝多, 所以就高傲。
And in verse 5 it says, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches.
第六节,
verse 6.
所以因你军心自比神,
because you have set your heart as the heart of God.
所以他的败坏就来到。
And so his downhill deterioration will come.
所以, 人的败坏就是主要是因为在神面前人
And so the deterioration of man is caused to their pride.
当天使要跟神一样,
and when an angel wants to be like God,
这就是他堕落的开始,
and this is the beginning of his deterioration,
因为他不是神,
because he is not a God.
所以后来推罗西顿啊, 就被攻打,
and so Tyre and Sidon, they were attacked.
所以到28章, 西顿的灾殃, 推罗的灾殃都预测的预言得很清楚。
And so the prophecies against Tyre and Sidon, their destruction was clearly prophesied.
所以第九章, 撒迦利亚书第九章,
and so Zechariah chapter 9.
这个第九章, 我们看第三节,
and if we look at verse 3.
推罗为自己修筑宝藏, 积蓄金银, 如尘沙, 堆起来精金, 如街上的泥土。
Where Tyre built herself a tower, heaped up silver like dust, and gold like the mire of the streets.
因为金银增多,所以人就高傲。
And because they had much silver and gold, they were very proud. Very proud.
那第四节,主必赶出她,打败她海上的权力,她必被火焚烧。
Verse 4, Behold, the Lord will cast her out. He will destroy her power in the sea, and she will be devoured by fire.
所以她最后的结果就是毁灭。
And so their conclusion is being destroyed.
所以我们从历史看来, 我们不要太自满于, 我住在哪里。
And so if we look at history, we should not be too content with where we live.
如果我们住在哪里, 那个地方, 在神面前没有谦卑, 可能那是毁灭的开始。
And so if the place that we live in is one that is very proud, then maybe it is the beginning of the destruction.
圣经是一个例子。
And so the Bible gives us an example.
所以人所拥有的骄傲条件, 在神看起来, 可能是神败坏惩罚的一个原因。
And so maybe what man is most proud of is the reason for God's ultimate destruction.
因为毕竟我们所有一切条件都是从神领受的。
Because whatever we have is all given to us by God.
那我们现在来看第九章以后的 到十一章哈啊，它里面的预言。
And so let's look at the prophecies from chapter 9 to chapter 11.
第九章里面九节到十节预言西安的王要来到。
And then chapter 9, verse 9 talks about the coming king.
第九节。
Verse 9.
西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐，耶路撒冷的民啊，应该欢呼。看啊，你的王来到这里。这里说要大大的喜乐，大大的欢呼，因为你的王来到这里。
And it says, rejoice greatly because your king is coming.
那这个王是谁？
And who is this king?
如果我们仔细看下面，我们就知道这个王就是主耶稣。
And if we continue to read on, we see that this king is Jesus Christ.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有几个条件。
Because he has a few characteristics.
第一个，
First,
这个王有权柄。
And this king has power.
我们继续读哈，第九节下面。
And if we look at continue verse 9,
说他是公义的，并且要施行拯救，千千和和骑着驴驹，就是骑着驴的驹子。第十节
，verse 10,
我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马，征战的弓也必除灭。他必向列国讲和平，他的权柄必从这海管到那海，从大河管到地极。有哪一个王有办法从大河管到地极？最后一句话。
And which king is great enough that they, his dominion shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth?
我们常常看到苏联垮台以后，美国常常自称它是世界的超级强国。
And so when we see that Russia came down, we often see that the United States boasts that it is the strong power.
但是你看，美国打的两个战争到现在打不完。
But we see that the United States, after fighting two wars, they cannot, it just does not end.
不想打，你也没有办法打，不打。
It is constantly fighting the two battles, and even though they want to end it, they cannot end it.
因为能力不够。
Because they do not have enough power.
所以敌人打不败。
So they cannot destroy their enemies.
那我们就知道，没有一个人能够从这个河管到地极，没有一个人就这个人。
And so we see that no one has the power to rule from the river to the ends of the earth.
所以这一个王不是人。
And so this king is not a man.
人是有限的。
And a man is limited.
这个王权柄是无限的。
But this king has unlimited power.
这个王就是主耶稣。
And this king is Jesus Christ.
为什么？
Why?
因为下面在第九节的下半句。
And the second half of verse 9.
说他千千和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
And it says, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.
这是预言。
And this is a prophecy.
主耶稣以王者的姿态进入耶路撒冷。
And Jesus, he carried a king, carried the title of a king going into Jerusalem.
他大家呼喊何善啊。
And everyone cried out, Hosanna.
结果把衣服脱下来铺在地上的，把打松树枝砍下来的欢迎他。
And then they laid out their clothes, and then they took branches of olive trees, and then palm trees, and laid it out on the ground.
他是一个王。
And he is a king.
但是他骑着驴驹。
But he came in on a donkey.
这个就是第九节的预言啊。
And this is the prophecy of verse 9.
所以这个非常奇妙的，圣经写的到时候就实现了，这个王是骑着驴驹。
And it's very miraculous that the Old Testament has prophesied this and it came true.
为什么不骑马？
And why did he not ride on a horse?
骑着驴驹。
Why a donkey?
这个代表他的谦和。
And this is to represent his humility.
他非常的高。
And he, even though he's high,
他又非常的低。
He is very low.
他很高，但是看起来又很低，这个就是他的伟大。
And even though he is so high and mighty, but he presents himself as lowly, this is his almightiness.
我们人很低，但是要让人看起来很高，这个就是人的傲慢。
And then so for man, we are low, but we want to present ourselves high, and this is the fault of man.
主耶稣很高，但是他很谦卑。
Even though Jesus was high, he humbled himself.
所以这是我们的榜样。
And this is our example.
他是骑着驴驹。
And so he was riding on a donkey.
但是他是王。
But he was a king.
他有权柄。
And he had power.
他有智慧。
And he had wisdom.
所以在他的统治之下，这是完美的。
And then under his dominion, all was beautiful.
你想想看，如果美国的总统跟神一样
，And if we think about if the United States president was like God,
美国会成什么国家
？Then what kind of country would the United States be?
美国就是天国，因为它跟神一样啊。
Then the United States would be heaven because he is like God.
就是没有一件事情他不能做。
There is nothing that he would not be able to do.
而且他又是很慈爱的。
And he would be very merciful.
但是总统不是。 不是神。
But the President of the United States is not God.
所以很多问题他也不知道怎么做。
And so there are many problems he does not know how to solve.
他知道怎么做，他也不一定有能力去做。
And even if he knew how to solve it, he could not accomplish it.
所以有时候换了总统，即使情况也不会转多，变成多好。
So even if we change a new president, it does not mean the times will get better.
因为人毕竟是人。
Because man is not God.
所以活在地上最大的好，是因为神做我们的王。
And the best benefit of being on the earth is because God is our king.
所谓做我们的王，既然有王，就是有一个国度，没有国度就没有王。
And so if there is a king, there must be a kingdom. You cannot have a kingdom without a king.
那这个国度就是我们祷告文讲的，愿你的国降临。
And so this kingdom is like what we conclude our prayer, may your kingdom come.
那这个国度是在天上。
And this kingdom is in heaven.
非常荣耀，非常有权柄的国度。
And it is very glorious and it has much power.
那主耶稣来说，天国近了，这个国度要降到人间。
And so when Jesus came, he said that heaven, the kingdom of heaven is near, that it would come onto this earth.
那有人问耶稣说，那你的国在哪里？
And so Jesus, people asked Jesus, where is his kingdom?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里。
And then Jesus says that the heavenly kingdom is in your heart.
那这个神的国就在教会里面。
And then it is also in the church.
所以这个王非常谦和，骑着驴驹，这个王。 今天就在我们当中。
And so this king who is lowly rides on a donkey and he exists in our midst.
因为教会就是他的国。
Because the church is his kingdom.
如果我们很谦卑,
and if we are humble,
邀他进到我们内心,
and we want him to enter into our hearts,
进到我们的生命里面,
and to come into our lives,
他就是我们的王,
then he is our king.
他要掌管,要管理,
and he wants to rule over us.
有时候我们常常觉得很希望得到自由。
And many times we want to have freedom.
但是有时候你也发现自由太多也是很困扰。
And we know that too much freedom becomes a problem.
你到shopping mall里面什么你都可以买，你就花很多时间。
And if we go into a shopping mall and there are too many things to buy, then it takes up too much of your time.
如果只有一间一个店。
And if there's only one store.
你要去买裤子，这个叶传道讲的哈，多到你没有办法选，只有两条裤子给你选，你就很快了。
And then, like Pastor Ye, he said that if there are only two pairs of pants that you can choose from, then your choice is very quick.
太自由了,
and it becomes too free.
这常常也造成人的困扰,
and this becomes a burden for man.
好, 让我们先来看诗篇的90篇。
And if we look at Psalm chapter 90,
诗篇90篇,
Psalm chapter 90,
诗篇90篇,
Psalm chapter 90,
第一节,
verse 1,
主啊, 你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
摩西受过很好的教育,
Moses was very educated.
摩西住过王宫,
and Moses lived in the palace.
他是神人,
he is a man of God.
他活着一辈子,
and he lived the whole
他把天上的神称作主,
life. And then he put the God in heaven as his Lord.
主就是他是我的主宰,
and Lord, he is the Lord of my life.
称他做主就是我愿意被他来掌管、带领、控制。
And to call him Lord means that I am willing to be under his rule, to be controlled by him.
所以你世世代代做我们的居所,
that you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
我们愿意住在你里面, 你来做我们的主。
We are willing to dwell with you and you to be our Lord.
所以最美的人生,
and so the most beautiful lifestyle,
常常不是你计划出来的,
it is not the way we plan it to be.
是你很愿意 把神接到你的生活当中,
it is when we are willing to accept God into our midst.
让他来做主,
and let him be the Lord,
让他来带领,
and let him guide,
然后你顺从他,
and then we submit to him.
那这个是最美的,
and this is the most beautiful.
所以撒迦利亚书第九章在讲这个西安的王来到,
and then in Zechariah chapter 9 it talks about the king of Zion coming.
今天就已经在我们中间,
he is already in our midst,
然后他等着要进到我们里面,
and he's waiting to enter into us,
要做我们的王,
to be our king.
所以我们可以欢喜快乐,
and so we can rejoice greatly.
因为 主已经来了,
our king has already arrived.
说他是公义的,
and so he is just,
并且要施行拯救,
and he is having salvation.
我们怎么能够让神住在我们里面呢?
And how is that we can allow God to dwell within our hearts?
要跟神有相同的性情,
and we must have the same mentality, heart as him.
神是公义的,
that God is just.
当我们照着圣经过一个公义的生活,
and when we, by the Holy Spirit, we live a just life,
主就与我们同在,
then God will abide with us,
那我们就带有平安,
and then we will have peace.
好, 那我们看第十节,
If we look at verse 10.
我必除灭以法莲的战车，耶路撒冷的战马，征战的弓也必除灭，他必向列国讲和平。
And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, the battle bow shall be cut off.
第十节。
Verse 10.
好，OK。 这里说他要向列国讲和平。
And here it says that he shall speak peace to nations.
这个王要带来和平。
And this king shall be bring peace to nations.
那为什么这个王可以带来和平？
And why is that this king can bring peace to nations?
因为他有权柄。
Because he has power.
有权柄才能够成就和平。
And only with power can you bring peace.
那这个王成就什么和平？
And what kind of peace does he bring?
以赛亚书说他是和平的君。
And then it says that in Isaiah that he is Prince of Peace.
就是他要来做和平的君王。
And this is to say he is the Prince of Peace.
第一个和平就是人跟神和好。
And the first peace is the peace between man and God.
就是他有权柄赦我们的罪。
He has the power to wash away our sins.
是人跟神从一个仇敌的状态和好。
That man and God have come from enmity to friends.
那这个神的和好就带来平安。
And so when they are reconciled, then it becomes peace.
带来喜乐。
And it becomes joy.
带来力量。
And it brings power.
那第二个和平。
And the second peace.
是人跟人的和平。
It is the peace between man and man.
因为有神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
会把我们的罪性改变。
And he will change our sinful nature.
我们跟神性有份。
And we have a part in the nature of God.
生命会更新,
and then we will be renewed in our hearts.
跟主耶稣一样,
and we will be like Christ.
所以人跟人可以和睦,
and so man can live harmoniously.
那当人跟神, 人跟人都和睦,
and so when man has reconciled with God and other men,
我们生活就平安了,
then there will be peace in our lives.
所以这就是喜乐的来源,
and so this is the origin of joy.
人跟神, 人跟人的和平,
that peace between man and God and man and man.
所以西安的民啊, 要大大喜乐,
and so the people of Zion shall rejoice greatly.
因为我们的王来到,
because our king is come, has come.
这句预言啊, 是跟我们有关系的,
and so this prophecy is directly related to us.
它从9章的11节,
and in verse 11,
一直到17节,
all the way to 17,
再提到神必拯救,
and she says that God shall truly save. But there are many verses that are difficult to understand. And we'll try to understand what we can.
在第9章到14章,
and in chapter 9 to chapter 14,
有很多, 跟我们新约时代很有关系的,
and there are many things related to the New Testament times.
我们刚刚讲, 你的王来到, 就是主耶稣。
And it says, your king has arrived, which is Jesus Christ.
11节,
verse 11.
西安啊, 我因为与你立约的血，将你从被掳而囚的人，从污水的坑中释放出来。
As for you, also because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit.
这里说立约的血。
And it talks about the blood of your covenant.
你看那个哥林多前书11章，我们在领受圣餐的时候， 主耶稣拿起杯来说这是跟你立约的血。
And if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we see that Jesus lifted up the cup and said, this is my blood.
所以这个立约的血, 就是主耶稣的宝血。
And the blood of the covenant is the blood of Christ.
在受洗的时候我们跟主立约。
And so when we are baptized, we make a covenant with God.
我们便变成主的子民。
And we become the chosen ones of God.
所以你要将, 将你中间被掳而囚的从污水的坑释放出来。
That I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit.
这里有两个字啊, 一个是掳, 一个是释放, 被掳跟释放。
One is set and the other one is free.
一个是被掳,
prisoner.
那一个是释放,
and the other one is free.
所以这个是信主的一种状态的改变。
And so this is a change for the Christian.
所以这个信主不是说你到学校里面修一门课, 拿一个学分。
And it is not for the believer to just go to a school and attend a class and get a grade.
这个死的东西在你头,
then all the dead knowledge is only in your head.
这个信仰哦, 是跟神立约,
but a faith is a covenant with God.
那立约的结果是你被掳, 被从, 被释放。
And this covenant is changing us from a prisoner to set, being set free.
被掳就是失去自由。
And so this allows us to be free.
被掳就是失去自由。
To be prisoner means that you have lost your freedom.
被关了,
and that you are confined.
这个代表我们的罪,
and this represents our sin.
有时候指的我们的坏习惯,
it represents our bad habits.
啊, 罪性,
our sinful nature.
你不能够做你所愿意的,
you are not able to do what you want.
常常你去做你所不愿意的,
and often you do what you can, you do not want to do.
这是被掳啊,
and this is a prisoner.
有谁愿意生气呢?
And who is willing to become angry?
有谁能够不生气呢?
Who is able to not be angry?
我说我们知道我们被掳了,
and then we become a prisoner.
那谁能够释放我们呢?
Then who can set us free?
就是这一位跟我们立约的,
and it is this one who makes a covenant with us.
就是我们的主耶稣啊,
and that is Jesus.
他让我们得到自由,
and he gives us freedom.
所以你就可以做你想做的, 你可以不做你不想做的,
and so you can do what you want to do, and you do not have to do what you do not want to do. Verse 12.
你被囚而指望的人都要转回保障。
And says, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope.
我今日我必加倍赐福给你。
And that I will restore double to you.
所以在这段圣经里面看到神给我们很多的这个应许，充满着福分。
And so we see here in this passage that there are many promises by God.
好，我们再来看十。
And if we look at verse 17,
从12节, 16节, 17节, 这个是应许要加倍赐福。
And verse 12, verse 16, and verse 17, we see it is blessed fourfold.
我们看17节,
verse 17.
他的恩慈何等大, 他的荣美何其盛, 五谷健壮, 少男新酒培养处女。
And for how great is its goodness and how great its beauty, grain shall make the young men thrive and new wine the young women.
当然这个他现在来讲就是主耶稣了,的恩赐何等大,他的荣美何其盛。
And here the it's is the blessings of Jesus.
那13节到15节,
and from 13 to 15,
这个在讲, 选民要得胜。
That it says that the chosen people shall be victorious.
我们看14节,
verse 14.
说主必显现在他们以上，他们的剑必射出像闪电， 主必吹角， 乘南方的旋风而行， 15节。
15.
主必保护他们，他们必吞灭仇敌。 这个都在讲属灵的。
And here it's all talking about the spiritual side.
神要显现。
That God will reveal himself.
他要出现像闪电。
And he will be seen like a lightning.
神要吹角, 这个都是得胜的一个记号。
And he will blow the trumpet, and these are all signs of victory.
所以圣经里面应许, 基督徒的, 生活是得胜的。
And the Bible says that the Christian life is one of victory.
因为借着主, 祂就是我们的力量。
Because through Christ, he is our strength.
我们要得胜。
And so we must be victorious.
所以在第九节, 第九章我们就看到, 这个预言, 最后主的来临, 这是对我们来讲何等的重要。
And so we see that Jesus is the source of our salvation and how important it is.
要让我们,
and so we must be joyful.
要让我们和平,
and it must give us peace.
要让我们得自由,
and that it must give us freedom.
要让我们得胜,
and it must bring us victory.
要让我们得恩典,
and that we must receive blessings.
我们来看第十章,
verse, chapter 10.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
第十章的第一节, 这个也是一个预言,
verse 1, it also is a prophecy.
在讲雨的降临,
and it talks about the descending of the rain.
当春雨的时候, 你们要向发闪电的神求雨, 祂必为你们众人降下甘霖, 是田园生长菜蔬。
Verse 1, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone.
这里发闪电的神求雨, 祂要降下甘霖。
That the Lord who will make the flashing clouds will cause rain to fall in the latter time.
那我们看以西结书的34章, 从那里再来了解这一句话。
And if we look at Ezekiel chapter 34,
以西结书的34章,
Ezekiel chapter 34,
26节,
verse 26,
我必使我他们与我山的视为成为福源，我也必叫时雨落下，必有福如甘霖而降。这个是一个应许，跟撒迦利亚书一样的。And
here is a promise just like in Zechariah.
说必有福如甘霖而降。That
I will cause showers to come down in their seasons.
这个 甘霖哈，就是代表圣灵。
And the showers of blessings represent the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵一降下来，神的恩典就跟着下来。
And when the Holy Spirit comes down, God's blessings.
那山的四围成为福源。
That my hill shall become a blessing place.
所以这个山就是教会，神的山。
The hill is the church.
是福气的来源。
And it is a source of blessings.
那你看，我们找到真耶稣教会，多少体验哦。多少人每个人都有体验。
And so when we have found True Jesus Church, we see how much experience, spiritual experience.
那神的福气借着圣灵的浇灌降到我们当中。
And so it is like the Holy Spirit that has come down upon us.
那也是二十七节。
And verse 27.
田野的树必结果，地也必有出产。
Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall shall yield in her increase.
大雨降下来。
Because of the great downpour of rain.
那个树那个果子是什么
？Then what are the trees of what are the fruit?
加拉太书就讲圣灵的果子。
And then in Galatians it talks about the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵结果子，果子要做什么
？And the Holy Spirit bears fruit, and what are the fruits for?
要让人享受。
And it's for man to enjoy.
也让我们自己来享受。
And it is also for us to enjoy.
所以你看，有的信徒的家，那个庭院种了好多果树。
And if we look at the gardens of some members, they have many fruits.
吃不完就拿到教会来，哎，大家都享受。
And then when they cannot finish eating it, they bring it to church for everyone to share.
那每一棵都是每一个人都是一棵果树。
And so every one of us is a tree.
这个大雨降下来。
And when the downpour comes,
我们就开始结果子。
Then we will start to bear fruits.
我享受你的喜乐，你享受我的温柔，那你享受他每一个人不同的果树。
I enjoy your joy, enjoy my gentleness, and everyone else has a different fruit.
那你就发现我们在这里真好。
Then you feel how wonderful it is to be here.
因为每个人都有他不同的这个果子让你享受。
Because we all have our fruits to enjoy.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the blessing of God.
这个是因为甘霖降下来。
It is because of the showers of blessing.
所以山会成为福源。
That the hill shall become a place of blessing.
二十七节下半句。
And then the second half of verse
27. 他们必在故土安然居住。
And they shall be safe in their land.
当然我要折断他们所负的轭。
When I have broken the bands of their yoke,
救他们为奴之人的手。
And deliver them from the hand of those who enslave them.
所以在这个地方你就发现就可以安然居住。
And so here we can see that they can live safely in the land.
所以什么地方最好？
And so where is the best place?
当圣灵浇灌。
When the Holy Spirit comes down,
神与我们同在,
and when God is with us,
我们大家都能结果子,
and all of us can bear fruit,
那一种生活就是最好,
and that lifestyle is the best.
所以生活的好, 当然外面吃喝也很好, 但是真正生活的好是从内在的改变开始的。
And of course, a good life comes from the things around us, but also more importantly, it comes from within.
那这个改变是从春雨降临,
andchange comes from the latter rain.
撒迦利亚书第十章。
And in Zechariah chapter 10,
就是春雨降临。
It talks about the latter rain.
然后田园生长菜蔬。
And then it talks about the growing of the fruit and grass.
所以我们在这个地方就是求大雨降临，让我们能够生长菜蔬。
And so we're all here to ask for the downpour of the latter rain so we may have grass.
那有一年我在 NYTH 遇到一个姐妹。
And one time,
我就问他说：“哎，你不是在上班吗？你怎么能够来参加
？”And one time during NYTS, I met a sister who, and I asked her, "Aren't you working? How did you come to attend?"
她说她请假来的。
And she said she took some time off to attend.
过了不多久，到那个教会去帮忙灵恩会。
And then after a while, I went there to her local church to attend spiritual convocation.
遇到她先生。
And then I met her husband.
我跟她讲，我在 NYTS 遇到你太太。
And I said, "Oh, I met your wife during NYTS."
他说很好啊，我太太去参加，回来以后我们都不吵架。
And he said, "Oh, it's so wonderful. When my wife came back from NYTS, we stopped fighting."
我再看看那个课表，也没有在讲什么婚姻的道理。
And when I looked at the schedule, I did not say that it had nothing to do with marriage related.
就是查考圣经、祷告、团契。
And all there was is just reading the Bible, prayer, and fellowship.
因为这个雨一降下来。
Because once the rain comes down,
你的心啊，本来很硬哦，就软下来了。
Your heart, which was once hardened, becomes soft.
那心一软下来，这个神的话，这个种子下去就会发芽。
And when your heart becomes soft, then the seed that is sown starts to sprout.
那你在祷告，这个雨一降下来，它就开始成长。
And so when the rain comes down, it starts to grow.
结果子。
And it bears fruit.
所以回到家里面，他先生就享受他太太的温柔的果子。
And then after the wife went home, the husband was able to enjoy the fruit of her gentleness.
这个真好。
And it was very wonderful.
所以在这里是一种享受。
And so being here is a kind of enjoyment.
如果你想要平安喜乐
，If you want joy and peace，
这个是一种享受。
And this is also an enjoyment.
这是一种福气。
And this is also a blessing.
所以第十章在讲这个恩雨降临。
And chapter 10 is talking about the downpour of the latter rain.
那第二节到第五节
，And verse 2 to verse 5
是在讲主是好牧人。
And it talks about how God is the good shepherd.
我们看第三节。
And it talks about verse 3.
我的怒气向牧人发作，我必惩罚公羊的公山羊，因为我万军的主眷顾自己的羊群，就是犹大家，必使他们如骏马在镇上，房角石钉子征战的弓和一切掌权的都从他而出。第五节
Verse 5.
他们必如勇士在镇上，将仇敌践踏在街上泥土中，他们必征战因为主与他们同在，骑马的也必羞愧。这里讲神就是他羊群的牧者。
And so here it says that Jesus is the shepherd.
没有牧人众人就受苦第二节。
Without the shepherd, then the people are suffering.
做一些虚假的异梦就是当时的人。
And then they tell false dreams.
空虚的预言。
And then they talk, they comfort in vain.
那主来看顾自己的羊。
And then the people went their way like sheep.
所以得到滋润，他们如勇士。
And they are in trouble because there's no shepherd.
第五节。他们得到照顾以后每个人成长像勇士。第五节第一句话。
They will be like mighty men who tread down their enemies.
就得胜。
And they are victorious.
在征战就得胜。
That in the mire of the streets in the battle.
神与他们同在。
They shall fight because the Lord is with them.
所以我们从第九章一直念下去，我们发现好多这个神的应许，真的给我们很大的盼望跟安慰。
And if we continue studying from verse 9 and on, we see that God gives us many blessings and much hope.
没有圣灵哦，没有用神的话，你没有办法安慰别人。
Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot comfort anyone.
发生的事情看开了，怎么叫看开？怎么叫做开？
And if you see a situation and you can
开
if you
那人死了人死了，你怎么安慰？看开。怎么开的？他已经不在了，你怎么开？
When someone has died and they just gain perspective, how do you gain perspective on it?
如果他信主
if they believe in Christ,
你就很好安慰
Then it is easier to comfort.
他已经到天国第三层天了。
And you can say that they've already entered into heaven, the third heaven.
那他就得到安慰了。
And then they are comforted.
真的有力量安慰人是神的应许，神的福气。
And so to be able to comfort someone is really a blessing from God.
还有圣灵的浇灌。
And then it is the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
离开神。
And to depart from God,
我们都是人。
We are just man.
我们能安慰什么？
How can we comfort anything?
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，休息。
Let's take a break.